I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth talks with Judy Reardon McKenzie of the Bourne Historical Society about salt production on Cape Cod.
Ever since Europeans settled the Cape, salt has been an important local commodity. The early colonists used it mainly to make salt cod and purchase their salt from England. But when the Revolution began and Americans started boycotting British goods, Cape Codders looked into making salt at home.
They had no source of salt, and here they had their number one industry on the Cape, cod, and no salt to preserve it. They were so concerned and desperate for this salt that the Continental Congress actually offered rewards for producing salt.
The incentive started in 1777. They were things like an additional third of a dollar per bushel of salt, which was pretty good since a bushel sold for $6, or deferment from fighting in the war. They did the trick, and within a few months, the first salt works opened on Cape Cod.
John Sears of Dennis had thought and thought about this need and how to procure salt. You could obtain salt by boiling seawater. It was very costly in terms of the amount of wood necessary.
By this time, wood on Cape Cod was in short supply, so Sears decided to use natural evaporation instead. He built a raised platform 10 feet by 100 feet down near the bay and filled it with seawater. By the end of the year, he'd produced 3 bushels of salt, not very much.
But that quickly began to evolve into something a little more sophisticated. It was John Sears' cousin, Reuben Sears, who suggested rolling roofs, which was certainly, made a big difference. Roofs were needed because of the climate here. This Cape Cod is not an ideal climate to produce salt from water through an evaporation process. In fact, they could only make salt from, they say March through October, and I question it, March would be, in my memories of Marches, really pushing it. But even in the good weather months, you could get sudden storms, you can get fog, you can get very damp weather, as we know. And you could have salt that was had well on its way to becoming pure crystals of salt and then a storm roll in. So they had to have roofs to cover it, and they usually covered them at night as well.
With this new system, John Sears produced 30 bushels of salt in 1778. He also salvaged a bilge pump from a sunken man-o-war ship and used that to pump the seawater into his wooden platform, saving him a lot of work.
But then there was Nathaniel Freeman, who was from Harwich, who came up with the idea, suggested to John Sears, that they develop windmills to pump the water so they wouldn't have, it was pumps apparently like the bilge pump that they were fortunate to salvage were not readily available and probably of small capacity. So the system of windmills was developed to pump water into the salt works. Once John Sears' process and his construction had been modified enough to become really usable, and people began to see, yes, you can make salt this way, and it was desperately needed. Others, of course, copied it. And very soon, there were hundreds of these salt works, as they were called, along the shores of the Cape.
The only year Judy has found records for is 1837, 60 years after John Sears built the first salt works.
In 1837, the numbers of salt works on the Cape were 658 salt works with 26,000 tons per year. That's a lot of salt making. So cod fishing was a number one industry on the Cape, and salt making was a number two industry for a period of roughly 100 years.
In the late 1800s, the number of salt works started to decline. Wood to build the salt works was getting very costly because of local shortages. And more importantly, salt mines were discovered underground in western New York. This salt was cheaper to produce, and with the advent of railroads, also cheap to ship. By 1888, the last salt works had been taken down. Judy Reardon McKenzie leads tours of a reproduction salt works in Bourne. You can learn more about that site and the history of salt making on Cape Cod at our website, capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
A few weeks ago, Elspeth spoke with a young couple who recently started a new salt works in Wellfleet. There are several other businesses reviving the tradition in our area. Next week, she'll talk with Judy Reardon McKenzie again about the salt-making process and the different kinds of salt produced. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.